research report.
I'm sure only Don Norris would be crazy enough to go surfing in this cold morning. Good morning to you, Don.
Good morning, Angela. Well, not even I'm crazy enough to do that. I'm crazy enough to wait. I'm gonna wait because it is cold. You're so right. What is it? What was that call a little while ago? I think you said 8 degrees or something.
Yeah, well, that was very early. It may have warmed up a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Why, it's a balmy 10 by now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, and there was a wild and crazy storm, of course. Well, as you know, the wind whipped up and swept around to the south. So have you had a look at the swell?
Oh, indeed I have. And I'm happy to report to Sydney surfers that your south swell options, your favorite south swell options, will be the place to go have a look today. And there's just a usual list of suspects for south-facing beaches in Sydney, and those will be the places to look early. While sadly it is quite cold out there, and the wind chill factor is going to be high, especially on nice wet skin. There are waves are ranging probably from around the waist-high range up to close to head-high at the bigger spots on the bigger sets. So a morning for beginners to be cautious, but they're not out of the picture, and then fun waves for everybody else. The outlook is for that wind to swing more into the southerly quarters, and what that then means, of course, is that some places that are surfable right now because the wind's coming from off the land will become junkier, messier, and less so. So that's so there's waves for people in Sydney today, and outlook for tomorrow, probably dropping back a bit. That seems the computer model suggests that. Then outlook for the rest of the week, woohoo! I think we got surf all week, pretty much. It'll bounce around a bit, some days smaller than others, but boy, toward the end of the week, if the models are right, and they sometimes are, it should be solid, like head height plus on Wednesday, Thursday.
I love this head height, waist height, chest height. Head height to you is, way over my head.
Oh, yeah, I get that sort of. People will say, well, you said head height. My God, it was twice that big. I said, well, depends.
How tall are you, Don?
Well, I'm 6 foot something in the old money. So
right, so you are a very tall man.
So I'm tall.
So, yeah, exactly. So, waist height to you is over my head.
Yeah, well, I think you would see. There you go. And I mean, what this arises from, Angela, is that if you know any surfers, you know that they have a very eccentric way of measuring wave heights that seem to bear little resemblance to what you actually see when you're looking at them.
Yeah, no, that is true. And when you say waist height, do you mean from, from the actual sand to the top of the wave?
No. When you're riding the wave, I like to measure them from trough to crest.
I see.
That's pretty unambiguous.
Yep.
But surfers love to undercall the size, and it's just classic. They'll say, oh, that's 3 foot, and you'll be looking at a wave face that is definitely 6 to 8
mountainous
foot.
Yeah,
how does this 3 foot thing kind of get in there? And well, they measure it from the back. Oh yeah, the bit that you don't never surf. Right, that makes sense. So it's all macho-ness,
it is.
I think.
Hey, Don. Look, I'm sure that that regular listeners to this segment will have a bird before, but I don't know. Could you just tell us about your bird?
Yes, Shara is her name. She's a cockatiel who adopted us, just flew out of nowhere, and she's got her cages in my office.
Mm.
So usually when I get on the phone, she likes to interject. That's what she's doing back there.
Well, that's
she's a
very
cheerful
nice.
little personage. And
she is. It's very nice to have her on the radio, along with you. Thank you, Don.
Thank you very much.
All the best. Have a great day. Bye-bye now. That's Don Norris with the Surf Report. 29 minutes to 8. Let's find out.